Now imagine, close your eyes, but keep your spine straight. That's the most important thing in a meditative practice, is that spine is straight. So check your shoulders. Are you slumping your shoulders? Let's not slump the shoulders. If you're going to sit against the wall, make sure that your back is fully pressed against the wall and that your shoulders are back. Your breathing is normal. You might pull your head back a little bit, chin down, so you can also stretch that last vertebrae there. And then relax completely. Inhale deeply and exhale, letting go with an ah sound. Do that 3 times. And each time you inhale life and awakeness. And each time you exhale, you let go of any physical tension. So allow yourself to explore your body as you inhale deeply and exhale with an ah, and feel yourself to be letting go of physical tension. Really explore the body and see where it's being held. Keep breathing in this fashion. With every inhale, awake, energize life. With every exhale, let go. Let go of all tension, especially physical tension. Concentrate on physical tension right now. Now in the next set of exhales, concentrate on emotional tension. So with every exhale, you think to yourself, I am letting go of emotional tension. Don't try to figure out what kind of emotional tension you have. Just give the deep mind the command, let go of emotional tension, and breathe in this fashion, breathing in awake, breathing in life, breathing in love, breathing out, let go of emotional tension. Now, on the next set of exhales, let go of mental tension. Again, don't try to think what mental tension you have. Just give the deep mind the command to let go. Let go of mental tension. Inhale, awake. Exhale, let go. Now very gently, rest the mind on the breath. Simply feeling the breath going in and out. Mind is vast, it's like a warm sea. Your breath is just this beautiful, warm ocean of light. As you inhale and exhale, you feel totally comfortable and at home here. And should any thoughts arise about anything else, it's simply the nature of the mind. You just take note, thinking, and return to this beautiful breath, this beautiful warm ocean, gently rising and falling. Now, as you continue to breathe gently, you start to feel yourself, allow yourself to relax into the great expanse of your mind. And it's as if this ocean of mind just goes on forever in all directions. It's eternal and infinite. It's very comfortable. But now at the distance, you see coming towards you this beautiful white light. And surrounding this white light are all of your sources of refuge, your teachers, the enlightened ones, your Sangha. Everyone that you consider a source of refuge is there in the sky in front of you. And you affirm that you will always take refuge in those that inspire and support your journey to enlightened mind. And determine that you will reach enlightenment for the benefit of all. In the sphere of white light appears a beautiful white lotus. And on this white lotus, a beautiful moon cushion appears. And upon that, the love and compassion of all enlightened beings appears as a beautiful diamond. And it's trembling with the sound of Tom. And the light radiates from this light and sound so intensely, suddenly it transforms into the noble, wish-fulfilling white Tara. The beautiful white Tara is sitting right directly in front of you on this incredible white lotus, this white moon seat, completely surrounded by all of your sources of refuge. And they melt and merge into her. So she is the union of everything you love, everything you feel confident in. You know that you can trust her. You know that she sees everything about you. She sees your aspirations, your accomplishments. She sees your confusion and your pain. And she loves you absolutely. And you feel that love pouring into you. You notice at the crown of her head, there is a white light that's throbbing with the sound of Om. And that white light penetrates your forehead and awakens you to the ability to meditate on your own body as the body of the accomplished white Tara. And you are being filled with light and empowerment from this gracious deity. At her throat, a brilliant red ruby light rises, trembling with the sound of Ah. And this light and sound penetrates your throat and gives you the potential to sing and chant the sacred words, the sacred syllables that awaken the mind. At her heart, a brilliant blue light, trembling with the sound of Hum, penetrates your heart, awakening your mind and giving you the potential, awakening your potential, your wisdom mind, to penetrate to the depths and the heart of the truth of your enlightened nature. All three of these syllables pour into you, empowering you and blessing you. You bow to her, recognizing that the divine in her is the same as the divine in you, purifying any gesture of thought, any thought of inadequacy is completely dissolved in that gesture. You offer her everything that you could possibly offer, all the wonder and beauty of the world, all of your enjoyments. You wish for her like a great golden offering cloud. You reveal before her whatever it is that has ever held you back, whatever patterns of the mind have caused you to behave with aggression or with depression or in any way that was not wholesome. You are willing to reveal it so that those patterns can be cut and the light from her body liberates you. You rejoice in the achievements and virtues of all beings, thereby being eternally free from the gesture of jealousy. And you request Tara to remain until you are completely fulfilled, until you are enlightened, asking wise and compassionate guidance from her. Her light pours into you and you feel completely protected by her love and her vow to remain with you until the end of time, until you have accomplished the fullness of the power of your potential. You determine that whatever you achieve through this practice, it will be for the sake of all beings, and in that way you are completely prepared to engage fully in this practice. Brilliant light emanates from Tara's heart, where in the center of her heart there's a beautiful, beautiful gem of light. throbbing with the sound of Tom, and this light emanates out, touching infinite universes and collecting back the essence of inexhaustible vitality and the powerful blessings of wisdom mind. This energy pours back into her, and then it streams forth from her into you, and you absorb this nectar, cleansing and revitalizing your body, speech, and mind. You chant Tara's mantra, seeing it spinning around her heart and your own heart. If you can chant the full mantra of White Tara, that is great. If you only know the shorter mantra, that's great. If you don't know any Tara mantra, Om Tare is fine. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Ayo Punya Gyana Putung Guru Soha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Ayo Punya Gyana Putung Guru Soha. Chant it out loud. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Ayo Punya Gyana Putung Guru Soha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mama Ayo Punya Gyana Putung Guru Soha. With this sincere, keep chanting the mantra softly as I continue to guide you. From Tara's heart, crystal white light starts to radiate. This light enters you and fills your body completely. It clears all physical illnesses, energy blockages, and drives away all negative states of mind and troubling emotions. All of your internal difficulties and problems disappear. As the rising sun dispels the darkness, you become clear and peaceful. As the white light continues to pour into you, it fills you, and so it starts to pour out of you. With this light from you and White Tara, it forms 6 body lengths from your body, an enormous egg-shaped white shield. Strong and stable, this shield helps you to bring clarity and peace to yourself and to others. You feel calm, spacious, and accommodating. You respond to whatever is happening with calm interest, relaxed, and open. Chant Tara's mantra as that white light pours into you, bringing clarity and peace, and as it pours out of you, bringing clarity and peace to all. You are spacious and accommodating. You respond to whatever is happening calmly, relaxed, and open. Now, as you look on this beautiful form of White Tara, you start to see that the light in her heart starts transforming into gold, and that this molten gold fills her, pours out of her, and into you. This golden light enters you and fills your body completely, bringing with it increase and abundance, rejuvenating your strength and your life energy, and building the vitality you need to accomplish your goals, material and spiritual, and you appreciate the richness of your life. The golden light streams from you and Tara, passing through the crystal white shield, and forms 6 body lengths from the white shield, an enormous egg-shaped golden shield, strong and stable. This shield helps you to be more generous and open-handed with what you have. You feel a sense of richness, of having everything you need, becoming even-minded, sharing your wealth, material and spiritual, with those around you. This golden light pouring into you, pouring through you, giving you everything you need, increasing your strength and life energy, building your vitality, the richness of your life, generous and open-handed. As you chant Tara's mantra, feel that golden light pouring into you. Now you notice that the golden white Tara in front of you, that the light starts shifting from her heart, becoming red, until red light completely fills her, pouring into you. The golden light pouring from her heart is red now, and it's a brilliant coral red. The red light fills your body completely, bringing with it the energy of power, of passion, of capability, helping you resolve problems, complete projects, overcome obstacles. As it fills your body, you are completely capable of helping yourself in whatever way you need. Streaming through you, this light passes through the white shield, the golden shield, and six body lengths from the golden shield, an enormous egg-shaped red shield forms, giving you the ability of using your passion and your power to help others. This shield helps you to regulate how you use your fiery capacities. You can discriminate between appropriate ways of using your power and ways that consume you and hurt others. You are warm and empathetic. Passion transforms into compassion, allowing you to be sensitive to others' needs and feelings, relating with an open, loving heart. Chant Tara's mantra and feel the light pouring into you, pouring through the white shield, the gold shield, forming a red shield. Now this beautiful Tara and you, sitting in the center of a white shield, gold shield, red shield, the fiery light coming from her has blue tips, which transforms into brilliant sapphire blue. The energy of this light is sharp and precise, and as it fills your body, it disciplines your mind and gives you a clear perspective. You know exactly what will bring benefit to yourself and others. You can say no to any action that does not meet this criteria. As the blue light streams through you, it forms through the white, gold, and red shield, six body lengths from the red shield, an enormous egg-shaped blue shield, giving you the ability to use your sharp mind to help others to see alternatives and resolve conflicts. Mental sharpness cuts through confusion. You can be strong and assertive, sharp and to the point, using wrathful energy skillfully to bring benefit. You can draw boundaries of self-protection with the knife edge of wrathful precision. The most important boundary to draw is the one against confusion and fear. You stay cool and in control. Tara and you are in the center of a white shield surrounded by a gold shield, red shield, blue shield, filled with peace and clarity, increase and abundance, power and passion, sharpness and wrathful precision. As you chant Tara's mantra, the light coming from her turns from blue to emerald green. It fills your body. You gain the power of activity, the ability to accomplish anything you want. The green light pours from your body, passing through the white, gold, red, and blue shields to create a green shield, giving you the wisdom of accomplishment. You are able to accomplish things that are of benefit to others. You are completely satisfied with the variety of things you accomplish. Everything you need to do is done at the right time, in the right way, with the right amount of effort. You know when the best thing to do could be to do nothing. Therefore, your days are an easy and graceful dance. As you chant Tara's mantra, you can see that you are in the center of a white shield, surrounded by a golden shield, a red shield, a blue shield, a green shield, and the spaces between these light shields are filled with blue lotus blossoms, symbol of your quest for enlightenment, freedom from suffering and confusion. These flowers are powerful protection. Nothing that has the intent to harm you can get through these flowers. As you continue to recite Tara's mantra, the light coming from Tara turns from green to a copper color, filling your body, giving you the ability to bring stability to your accomplishments and stability to others. And now we dissolve the shields. The copper shield and the Utpalas dissolve into the green shield, which dissolves into the blue shield, which dissolves into the red shield, which dissolves into the gold shield, which dissolves into the white shield, which dissolves into you and Tara. Tara dissolves into you. You dissolve into your heart. Your heart dissolves into the mantra. The mantra dissolves into a gem of crystal light, throbbing with the sound of Tom, and the light and sound become fainter and fainter until they completely disappear. Instantly you arise in the body of Tara, radiating your light and love into every direction of the universe. And you commit yourself to the journey of quickly attaining the essence of wisdom and compassion, that you may secure every being, without exception, in that same state.